Order.
With the Prime Minister still overseas, his deputy and Finance Minister Bill English became the main target for opposition attempts in Question Time to blame the Key government for recent failures. First, opposition leader David Shearer sought to establish the Finance Minister's role in the collapse of Solid Energy.
Why did the Minister of Finance require Solid Energy to increase its dividends and debt at a time when he knew that coal prices were declining?
Honourable Bill English, on behalf of the Prime
Minister. Mr. Speaker, at the time it wasn't clear that coal prices were declining. In fact, the best advice from the company with which the government ended up disagreeing was that coal prices would continue to rise.
Mr. English then had to answer another of David Shearer's questions from Mr. Key about himself as Minister of Finance.
Does he have confidence in the Minister of Finance, given he thought it was right to take a $30 million dividend in September 2011, when it was apparent then that Solid Energy was in financial trouble?
Very good question.
Honourable Bill English.
No, Mr. Speaker, I don't agree with that. And bear in mind here, this was a company valued at over $2 billion, paying almost no dividends. Opposition parties have been saying that these companies should never be sold because we're giving away big dividends. In fact, at the time, it looked like billions of dollars of value, with very little return to the taxpayer. What's the point in owning a company like that?
From Solid Energy and coal prices, the Deputy Prime Minister turned to face questions about climate change and the drought from Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he accept that human-induced climate change is real?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it may well be, but I'm not sure what that's got to do with this particular question.
Russell Norman explained.
What it has to do with this question is that if climate change is happening, and it's human caused, that we will face more droughts and more intense droughts.
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, that could turn out to be the case. The point I'm making is that fluctuating climate is not new to farmers. It might be a recent discovery by the Greens as a way of making political points, but farmers have in New Zealand have for a few hundred years actually been adapting their farming practice according to relatively short cycles of weather change. In the 70s there was a run of droughts. Later on in the 80s there was a run of quite wet summers and farming practice changed significantly. It may have to change again.
Mr. English then stayed on in the chamber for the annual debate on the Finance and Expenditure Committee's report on the Budget Policy Statement and Treasury's half-year economic and fiscal update. This report from Rhys Lyon.
Bill English used the debate to point his finger at the previous Labour government.
Until they do apologise for their mess, the public won't take them seriously. And that is becoming increasingly evident. It's still the Greens by a long neck ahead of Labour in the opposition stakes. So that would be my advice to them. First, apologise so that the public know that Labour understand why they were thrown out, because they still haven't acknowledged it 5 years on. And secondly, put a bit more effort into trying to head off the Greens on credible economic commentary.
Despite that flattery from Bill English, Greens co-leader Russell Norman criticised the present government's record.
I think really after 4 years there's no more blaming the Labor government for the record of the government. Obviously the National Party has made a great deal about blaming the previous government, but I think now after 4 years we can actually look at the record and judge the government. The external imbalances have got worse under this government, sustainability indicators have got worse under this government, inequality has got worse under this government. It's particularly sad for New Zealand that we've had a government which has been unable to address these critical issues for our future, and it's why we need a change of government.
And Labour's Clayton Cosgrove said it was Bill English who should be apologising.
For all the promises he made, for all the ambitious for New Zealand, he should apologise today because he's broken his promise, he's told porkies to the people of New Zealand, and as this guy hands off, this guy is so relaxed, he's horizontal. So I say to Bill English, apologise, apologise, and apologise again to people.
Labour's Clayton Cosgrove.
That report from Rhys Lyon on the budget policy debate, which replaced the usual Wednesday general debate and delayed the start of Members' Day. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.